Today is Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. We are up to Pei Hei Amud. Well, sorry. Today's Daf is Pei Vav. We're on Pei Hei Amud Beis with the last line before the lines get wide. Amale Rava Livrei Derev Chia Bar Oven. Rava said to the son of Chia Bar Oven, who Mati tells me is his brother-in-law. Oh yeah. Okay. Good. No. Excellent.
It is.
Thank you. So it said there. Ta, come over here. Emalach Milsa. I want to tell you something, Ma'al Yusa, a good vart, Da'ahu Amar Avuv, that your father said. Had Amar Shmuel, that what Shmuel said. Hamocher Shtarchov L'chaveiro. If somebody lends somebody money, right? V'chazar U'machalo, and he then forgives the debt, Machol, the debt is forgiven. V'afilu Yoresh Mochel, even a Yoresh Kimochel, right? You owed my father money, Amochel. You owed my father money. Now you owe it to me. I'm ochel.
Why would you think different?
Okay, no, I'm not. I don't know. Fine. Modish Shmuel, but Shmuel agrees. B'mechneses shtarchov lebaila, right? A woman lent somebody money. Then she got married, and that document becomes nichsei maluk. You have to pay back the husband, right? If someone did that, chazra umochalto, and then she goes ahead and is mochalit, ain't a mochal, it's not mochal. Why? B'nei sheyado ki yada. Right? B'nei sheyado ki yada. What? Right. She can't be mochal. He can't be mochal without the husband's permission. Okay, fine. Next. It's a very hard case. This first case is quite hard. Kirivte de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had a relative. Zavinte le tzuvatha. She sold her ksuva. Okay? A woman could do that. The problem is, it's worth very little. Because the only way, let's say Reuven buys the ksuva. What's Reuven waiting for? He's waiting for the husband to die. Or husband to divorce her. If she dies first, the ksuva's worthless. Right? So it's a gamble. It's a gamble. You have to know how old is he, how sick are they, all those cheshbonos. Anyway, she sold it for a fraction of what it's really worth. Anyway, right? So Zavinte Luxuvasa, this woman happened to be related to Rav Nachman. She sold it Betovas Hana for a very small amount, which is what they're worth. Anyway, Igarsha, he divorced her. So now this guy Reuven can come collect on it. Taka happened. But then Ushchiva, then she died. Okay? She died. So, Asu Katavala Librata. So this fellow Reuven goes to her daughter and says, pay me the ksuva. Says Rashi, Oso Lukuchos, those Lukuchos, this Reuven fellow, the Katavale Librata, and he comes to the daughter, Haba Legavos Ksuvas Ima, comes to collect the ksuva of the mother, Me'avia, from the father, Uliyareish haksuva mikoach ima, because she inherited the ksuva because her mother died. The elu boin litol osa haymena lomer imcha marcha machara li. He comes and says, your mother sold it to me.
Lanu,
to us, fine. Okay? Your mother sold it to us. Okay, so far so good?
Yeah.
Get the case? Amar Luhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says to her, let's try to figure out a way how we could not have to pay, how we could not have to give the ksuva to this guy. What are we going to do? Says the Gemara, Teza, let her go. The Tichala, and let her be mochel l'ksuvasa. Let her be mochel the ksuva, di'ima, of her mother. Legabe avuha, of her father.
She's giving it back to her father.
She's telling her father, don't worry about it. I'm the one who's your reish daksuva. I'm mochel.
This is her daughter, not his daughter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's the daughter of him or not. There's a machlokes if the husband is also dead. Doesn't matter either that. Right? So what does she say? Dad? Or dad's yarshim? I'll let that dead go.
How much you should, they don't have sons. Otherwise, why would it fall to a daughter?
The ksuba.
The ksuva falls to the daughter. It's her ksuva.
Yeah, you're right, right.
So what they're doing is they're completely cheating a man out of a ksuva. Completely cheating him out of it. He paid for this. Right? And they figure out some shtick how to get let the daughter be mochel. Now, then Viterza Mine. Then when the father will die, she'll inherit it. Because she's the Yorish. Good? Shama, the daughter heard this. Asla, she went. Achalte, she did attack her. She what's it called? She was Machal. Amr of Nachman, Asinu Atzmeinu Kiyachi Adiganim. I felt like I acted like a lawyer. Right? So what does that mean? Meikara Maika Savar Ubisof Maika Savar. What did he hold originally? What did he hold in the end? So Meikara Savar Ubisar Khalo Tatale. Don't look away from a relative. Don't look away from a relative. Right? So a relative comes for help, you have to go help him. Ubisof Savar, then he held Adam Khashiv Shiny. I shouldn't have maybe given that advice. I shouldn't have maybe done that. Adam Khashiv, I shouldn't be giving advice how to get out of paying. Right. Now, what this poor guy can say, it's simply not fair.
Right.
I paid for this. How could someone else be mochel a debt for someone else? No, so we're going to get to that. Gufa. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Hamocher Shtarchov. If somebody, where am I up to? Amar Shmuel. Hamocher Shtarchov l'chaveiro. V'chazer u'mechalo machol. I lend you money. And then I'm mochel. That's okay. No one has a problem with that one. Vafilu yoresh mochel. Even a yoresh can be mochel. My children. You know what? You owe my father money. We're letting it go. Don't worry about it. That's okay too. So far, that's okay too. Amr of Huna, Bered of Yeshua. Now, let's say the star is somewhere else. Let's say you owe me money, and I sold that debt to you. Right? Now you can collect it.
Right.
Now, can I be mochel it?
No, yours anymore.
One second. We just said I can do that.
Yeah, but not
after you sold.
What?
Not after you sold.
What second?
Not as a third party in the middle.
What?
I sold it off to somebody else.
Isn't that the exact party. Same thing as the daughter being mochel?
Yes.
It's the exact same thing.
Exactly.
So you could do it. So ve'i pikeachu, if the guy's smart, if he realizes, hey, I just bought a debt from someone else, and I don't want them to be mochelit, then what do? Mekash keresh l'hu zuze, go jingle some coins, v'kasav l'hu shtara b'shmei, write a new star, says Rashi, mekash keresh l'hu zuze l'lova, to the borrower. V'sochro b'hen lichtov lo shtar cho b'shmo, kodem shi'atze kinyun ben shneim. Before these two make some kind of trick, in other words, Reuven and Shimon made a deal. Reuven lent money to Shimon. Right? Shimon owes money to Reuven. Reuven says, I don't want to wait 5 years till I get that debt. I'll sell it over here to Levi. Right? I'll sell it to Levi. Levi will wait. So Levi buys it at a discount.
Right.
If Levi, now, Reuven can be mochel the debt. Which will cheat out Levi.
Right.
So what does Levi do? Levi goes to Shimon.
Now, this is what I don't understand. How is it? Once his soul is not his anymore, so how can he be mochel?
That's the hard part of the daf that I didn't understand.
I
don't really know how you could do this. But anyway, I that's a good question. I don't know. But Levi can go to Shimon and say, listen, you owe money to Reuven. We're going to write a new shtar now. You owe it to me. Okay? That is a whole tumult in the Rishonim. When you write that, well, what happens to the land that's Meshubad? Right?
Is it new or is it old?
Is it new or is it old? Right, so that's a whole discussion. Okay, that's what you do. Now, now we're going to discuss, there's something called, not allowed to harm people, not allowed to be mazik people. What if you're mazik people in an indirect way? What if you're mazik things in an indirect, for example, you have a barn, and I come one night and I open up the barn door, and the animal goes out and gets hurt, gets killed. So in a way, it's my fault, right? I facilitated. What's that called in halacha? It's called a grumma, right? I didn't do it. I didn't actively cause damage to your animal. I did it indirectly. That's called a grumma. I'm not chayev. Right? You understand? So far so good? There's another thing called garmi. Garmi is a grama situation. The Gemara has three cases of garmi where you're chayev. What are the three cases of garmi? One is like this. One is our case. You rip up a debt that belongs to someone else. Or you cancel a debt belonging to someone else. Right? So what again, Shimon owes Reuven money, Reuven sells the debt to Levi, and then he's mochel it. Now, did I cause direct damage? That caused direct damage? Or I rip up the document? I didn't cause direct damage. What happens now? He just can't collect on it. It's not direct. I didn't come and hurt him. I ripped up the document, and therefore they can't collect.
Pretty direct.
What? Not direct at all.
Why? The minute you mochel alone, the levy is affected.
Another case is two neighbors have fields. One has a vineyard and one has something else. And what does one of the neighbors do? He takes the fence down. So it's automatically klayim. Klayim for that. What did I do? I didn't do klayim. All I did was take the fence away. I didn't actively go ahead but it's grama. I didn't directly do it. I indirectly did it, but you chayav for that. And the third case is somehow I go to a money changer and I want to change money and the money changer lies to me and then I buy something, a whole complicated thing. Again, it's a grama. Didn't cause actual damage, but it's you chayav. Why are those chayav and opening up the barn door your putter? So the Rush says exactly what everyone's thinking, because in these three cases, it's definitely going to happen. If I open up the barn door, definitely the animal's going to walk out. Maybe not. Maybe it'll stay there. But over here, so therefore it's a grama yipater. But over here, all three things, they're definitely going to happen. When I remove the fence, definitely climb. When I rip up the document, it's definitely not going to get paid now. Nobody pays things without it being a document. Nobody does that. So when I rip up a loan document, definitely not going to get paid. There's no question about it.
Right.
Yechayev. Others say it's not the reason. It's a knas. Okay. I thought that made a lot of sense. The question is if it's vadei or a suffix. If it's a suffix, if the damage is going to happen, it's taka called a grama. It's not directly. Opening up the barn door, I didn't directly damage the animal. I indirectly. So the animal maybe it's sleeping. It's not going to move anywhere. It doesn't care. Not 100% going to happen. But in the other case, the case of the client, for example, it's for sure going to happen. The minute I remove that fence, I'm over on client. That's indirect damage. It's definitely going to happen. So for that, you're chayef. Now, when a woman sells her ksuva, or a man sells a debt to someone else, and then goes ahead and is mochalit, aren't you chayef for that? Isn't that indirect damage that's definitely going to happen? Right? Now, there's a machlokas in Baba Kama, I think, is garmi chayev. It's a machlokas. Rebbeir says yes, the Chacham say no.
Can we just say garmi
chayev? I made a mistake, it's a machlokas. In grama, everyone holds in a chayev. When it comes to garmi, it's a machlokas. So now, here we go, now we said all that. Amar Amemar, man, the doyin, dina, the garmi. If you hold from garmi, if you hold from such a thing, then megabi bey demei shtar mealia. You can collect the full document. If I go ahead and rip up the document, or I mochel it, you can collect. Why? I caused you indirect damage that definitely happened. It's garmi. Man delo doin din garmi. If you don't hold from it, then megabi bein dami naira dalma. Then you can collect the price of the piece of paper that you ripped up. Right? I ripped up a piece of paper. It cost $5. It's a favorite piece of paper. That's all. On the paper it said I owe $1 million. Yeah, but that's indirect damage. And I'm not chai for that. So it's the same machlokas. Okay? Have uvda, there was a story. The kfiya rafram l'ravashi. Right? That Ravashi made him pay because Ravashi held that garmi is chayiv. The agvi bay ki kishura l'tzalmi. And he made him pay like a beam?
Yeah.
In other words, the point of that is, he made him pay. So, Reuven owed Shimon money, Reuven sold it to Levi, then Reuven was mochelet, or Reuven ripped it up, or someone else ripped it up, all those people have to pay. Why? Because it's garmi and yichayev on garmi, and Ravashi held that way. Okay? Now, that was a small little Gemara with a whole big introduction. Now, another introduction.
Let's tell me, is images?
Huh? Images, yeah.
That's the word. That's the language. Take a picture
now. Right. So I'm not sure what that means. Images of beams? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Carving designs upon it.
Oh, like designs on the beams. Okay, fine.
Right. It's the same word that we use now to take a picture in the mountain.
Yeah. They're right. Now, there are four types of debt that you can owe. There are four ways, there are four reasons you can owe somebody money. There are four reasons you can owe somebody money. Number one, you borrowed money. Number two, you damaged somebody. You owe them money. Number three, you're a wife who wants a ksuva. They owe you the money. And number four is you owed money because you did your work for the guy.
Or you sold something.
What?
No,
they owed the money.
Money.
What? Oh, that's the same thing as... Okay, that's the fourth case. I worked for you, you have to pay me. I sold you something, pay me. Those are the four cases. Again, you borrowed money, you damaged somebody, you're a woman who wants a ksuva, and the fourth case is you're a worker. Those four cases, somebody owes you money. Each one of these cases has a different halacha regarding, we all know this from Bava Kamma, that there are three levels of field. There's idius, baininus, and zeburus. What pays what? Right? We know that if you damage somebody, you have to pay idius. But what about if I owe you money? And I don't have money, but I have land. Do I have to give you idius? The answer is no, you don't have to. What about a woman getting a ksuva? Does she get idius? No, she doesn't. What about a worker? I don't have cash today. I'll give you a field. I don't want a field. I want cash. I got to feed my family. Right? So you're not even supposed to give land to such a person. Give them the money.
When the woman gets zeburis.
Yeah.
So it does make sense where we discussed before that her ksuba get all his possessions get meshuba to the ksuba.
That's a takana of the Gaonim. That's a later takana. That even metalkalim. That's not in the Gemara. But Tosas talks about that over here. That the Gaonim made up a new thing. So, Amar Ameimar Mishmei Derev Chama Hai Man De'ika Aliyah Ksuvas Isha Ubalchov. If a man owes, he owes a debt, and he also owes a ksuva. The Islay Ara, the Islay Zuzi, and he has land, and he also has cash. So what do? Lebalchov Misalkin and Le Bezuzi. So give the Baal Chov, the guy you owe the money, give him cash. And Leisha, Misalkin and Leba'ira. And to the woman, give her land. Why? Why? Because those are the two best options for those two debts. Hai Kidine, Hai Kidine. That's the best for him and that's the best for her. Excellent. Ve'ilo Ika El Achad Ara. Let's say you only have one land. Ve'lo Chazia El Achad. And you can only pay one. Who comes first? Balchov yavinan lei, isha lo yavinan lei. You give the balchov and you don't give the woman. Now, of course, which one's older?
Yeah.
The answer is they happened the same day. The same day you got married, you also borrowed money. So you owe them on the exact same day. Otherwise, this gemara doesn't make any sense. You owe them on the same day. Why does a balchov beat a wife? Because we all know my time of why yoser me masha ish rotza lisa isha rotza lina say more than a man wants to be married, a woman wants to be married. So, but I'm going to say the next line, and we didn't finish the sentence. But if you don't pay back the guy, he'll never lend money again. And we don't want to foreclose people from lending money. What's a woman going to say? I'm never going to get married again. She'll get married again. She wants to be married.
That's part of the shiur,
right? She wants to be married. They don't care. They want to be married. But a guy, you know what? The kailacha like this. I lose to a ksuva. Everybody has a ksuva. Everyone gets married. So if I lose to a ksuva, I'm not lending money. Now, if the ksuva is older, then of course, right? Then of course I lose. I understand that. The guy has a problem with that. I mean, he wants to lend money to a guy. Are you married? Yeah. You have a ksuva? Yeah. Do you have any way to pay that ksuva so I don't get stuck never getting paid back? And the guy will say, yeah, I have the money over here. That's for the ksuva. Don't worry. You, all right, I'll lend the money to you. But if not. But a woman, something's going to happen. We're not going to get married. She'll get married, right? We want to be married. So don't worry about that. Okay?
Only the case where the loan's made the same day. How about the ones at 8 o'clock in the morning and ones at 12 o'clock? Does it make a difference? So only the same day is what counts.
No, it's a day. You don't put a time on the star, you put a date.
What?
Yeah, you don't put a time. No, a date. Same day.
So the truth is, look at the Tosfos of the Im Tomar, the Tosfos of the third Tosfos, Leisha. You see the Tosfos of Leisha? The Im Tomar, 1 second. Darmin on Leel, we said 2 days ago that Leksuvas Isha Mishum China. That Leksuvas Isha gets paid first because we want to be nice to her. Right? Vafilu Rabin Yamin, we had a Machlokus over there, remember we said there's a Tata named Rabin Yamin? Lo Polig, Ela Kisha Balchov, who Koshel. That's why the Balchov was weaker. Aval Shneim Shavin, but if they're both equal, how are they both equal? Because it happened on the same day. Mode the Avina Leksuvas Isha. You give the woman first. So what's going on here? Fatiris Rabbeinu Tam, Tahacha, Yavin Lebachov. Here you give the Bachov first. Why? Mishum de Ika, Taima, Nilas Delas. Right? Because we don't want people not to lend money. Ubiisha, Lo Shaykh Nilas Delas. Doesn't not Shaykh that answer. Kidarmin, Yosem Ish, Rotalisa, Isha Rotalinase. Because that's not going to stop her from getting married. Oh, the guy's going to have to owe the debt to someone else. It's not going to stop her. Avol Le'el, the Omar, the Achar Misa. Though that was after death. Deleka Ne'ilas Delas. There is no such thing as Ne'ilas Delas. The Misa Lo Shaycha Lo Shchicha. Misa's not Shchaya. No one's ever going to say, I'm not lending money because maybe he'll die. Forget Yarshim. He doesn't have any Yarshim. I'm not lending money because maybe he'll die. No one says that.
Isn't the reason we have a whole Kasuma is because of Tikkun
Olam? What?
Isn't the reason that we have a Kasuma is because of Tikkun
Olam? Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's the whole thing out.
Right, so there's a balance. It's Tikkun Olam, but it loses to a Balchov. The same on the same day, after he has the same day, the Balchov. So the woman loses in that case. Why? Because it's not going to stop her from getting married.
But that's what the ticket all was, that she wasn't going
to
get married.
Right, I know. I know. Okay, back to the Gemara.
That's the answer. He says here, there's Chena.
There, it's after death. There, it was after death. Here, it's not. No one died.
Case.
It's a different case. There, one died. Who goes first? The woman. Why? Guy's not going to say, oh, I'm not going to lend money anymore if some people die. That's not going to happen. Over here, they're both alive. What happened? He divorced her. She has to pay the ksuva. The debt comes first. Why? Because we don't want people not to lend money. What about her? She'll get married again. Don't worry about it. Amalei Rav Papa Rav Chama Vadai Damrisu Mishmei Derava. Right? So let's look at the Rashi here. Vadai Damrisu Loshan Shailahi. This is a question. MS. Who? Sheshamati. Is it true? Sheatim Omrim Dover Shalzeh Dover Zeh Shaltema. He said such a crazy, a wondrous thing. The matrichin and lay lulova lamachra. We make the lova go sell the land. Valo amalva ikar smach shalo alakarka. The malva gets the land. What's, now I just told you what's going on. What's going on? Vaday damrisu mishmei derava. Is it true what Rava said? Hi man, demaski bezuze. If a guy has money, v'is le ara, and he has land, v'asa balchov, and now when someone comes, v'katav aminei, and he wants to collect, v'amar le zil shekol me ara, go take my land, go take the land, which is the best thing is to pay back the money. I lent you $1,000. Give me land. I have to go sell it. The neck myself crazy. Give me the money. So I don't have any money. He tells the lender, no, you take my land. And what Rava say? Amrinan le zil zavin at the icy havle. No, you sell the land. And you sell the land and give the land to the lender. Such a thing? Amalei lo, I never said that. Amali gufa of the dehecha havi. So what did I hear? I heard a story, a funny story. Yeah, Amali, yeah. Tolam osab of gachav mava. That guy was a liar. He had cash. He said, oh, this cash is not mine. It belongs to the guy. It's not my cash. And it was a lie. It was a lie. So, who owes to Shaloka Hogan? He did an improper thing. He lied. Therefore, Lufika Chasabo Shaloka Hogan. I did an improper thing. I was told he has to go sell it. I made the burden on him, which is not the case. If you don't have cash, you don't have to go sell your... Give it to him. Let him sell it. It's a funny thing. Make the lender go be busy with it. Why'd Rava do that? Because the guy lied. So Rava said, you know what? You be busy with it. Amalei Rav Kahana, Rav Papa, L'didachta Marta. Now, according to you, Damarta, you hold Priya Balchov mitzvah. The Priya of a Balchov is a mitzvah. Right? What mitzvah is that? Rashi quotes some funny pasuk. Rashi says over here, mitzvah olav l'proachovo, it's a mitzvah to pay back your debt, ula ames devarav, and to be honest, tichziv hin tzedek, should have a righteous measure, she hein shalachat tzedek, v'lav shalachat tzedek, Your yeses should be honest. Your noes should be honest. You should be an honest man. Pay back your debts. Okay, the whole tumult there, how that, what kind of mitzvah that is. But the Gemara says like this. If it's a mitzvah, Priyas Chov is a mitzvah. Amar, one second. Lidach Amar, the Priyas Chov mitzvah. According to you, the whole the Priyas Chov is a mitzvah. Amar, lo nichali the Ovid mitzvah. A guy says, I don't want to pay it back. I don't want to do this mitzvah. I don't want to shake a lulav. I don't want to. What are you going to do to me? I don't want to. My, what's the story? Can we force him? Can Bezdin force him? Right?
No.
What? Bezdin can force you to do any mitzvah. Amalei, so he told him, Tanina, we learned that already. It says, when is it true that somebody gets 40 malchus? When does somebody get malchus? Right? Lo saseh. B'mitzvah is lo saseh. But on a lo saseh, you get malchus, right? Aval, b'mitzvah saseh. What about Nasei? Could go, for example, Sha'omrim Lo, Asei Sukkah, the Eina Ose. Asei Sukkah, go build a Sukkah. No, I'm not doing that. Lulav, go check a Lulav, the Eina Ose, I don't want to do it. Makin Oso, we hit him, Ad, Shetete Nafsho, until, even if he dies. So, what?
So if he dies, Vada's not going to do the mitzvah. So what do you achieve?
What?
If Vada's not going to do the mitzvah, you're not going to achieve what your ultimate
objective is. It's a little extreme.
Right. What? Yeah. It's a whole machlokas. Is that only a bezin or even a regular person? It's a machlokas. Right. So it's a kosher and the nesivas. What if you see a regular person? You go up to the house. I'm not sitting in the sukkah. I'm sitting in my house.
It doesn't say
kofen osan shalom rotsan. So the only guy to ask that question. He says, if you do a mitzvah because you're forced, what kind of mitzvah is that? What kind of mitzvah is that? The answer is, because everybody wants to do the right thing. Deep down, they want to do the right thing. So what are you doing? You're beating the Yetzer Hara out of them. What?
But you force a guy to give a get. It's not a good get.
What? And that's a different story.
But over here, he says you can force him to give a get.
What? First of all, it is a good get, because we say that really deep down he wants to do it, right? Same thing over here. Deep down, he really wants to do the right thing. Why doesn't he want to sit in a sukkah? Why doesn't he? Who doesn't want to sit in a sukkah? The Yetzer Hara got the better of him. That's all. Right?
As long as
we're going to speak about that on Shavuos night. That's my share on Shavuos night.
In
one aspect, yeah.
As long as you don't take them across state lines, you're okay.
Right.
the proud father.
Was he Shavuos?
We're going to talk about God.
What's that?
Yeah.
Well, about
God is part of the equation? I know that.
About forcing.
Don't worry, it's very litvish.
Great. Yes.
Jesse,
you're up on everything.
The Rabbi Akiva Eger asks an unbelievable question. He says, what if you see somebody about to do a lo saseh? Do you stop them? L'chora, no. The question is, why not? Only, he doesn't want to sit in a sukkah, you go beat him up. What if he's about to put on shatnez? It's a lo saseh. He's about to do it. It's l'chora, you don't do anything. Call Bezdin, get Aidim, go and watch him, and then run to Bezdin and be Aidus on the guy. Why don't you stop him?
He can't stop.
Stroller,
Rabbi Akiva Eger answers, Tarachia. What's the difference between a lo saseh and asay? What's the difference? You know? In love, you want to tell me lo saseh is only yira and asay is ava? It's all lovely things. But halachically, why don't you stop the guy? You stop him for an asay, you beat him up. You better sit in that sukkah. That guy wants to do a load. He doesn't want to go driving on Shabbos. Getting into his car on Shabbos. You don't stop him?
Okay, well, what's the punishment if you don't do the assay? You don't get the mitzvah.
There is no punishment.
Exactly. If you do the lo saseh, what's the punishment for it?
So is that all the more reason we should stop him? Save him from a punishment?
No, because that's intrinsically by itself. You have his own checks and balances.
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. So
I don't understand. Anybody basically walking to you has to be your
yes. Tefillah? Yes, that's right.
So where is the boundary?
Yeah, there's no boundary. There's no boundary. It's not a democracy.
It's not liberal thinking.
It's not a democracy.
So in theory, they have the power to go.
Yes.
So Chabad needs different tactics. They have to attack the person. Say, do not that you put on the phone. You're putting on.
That's right. With those mitzvah tags, we'll be mitzvah tags.
You have a nicer approach today. Well, you know, love and kindness and compassion.
That's out the window.
That we got a whole double.
Okay. Boy Bine is a lot of stuff here. Okay. Boy Bine, wrong about Chama Rav Chista. Harete Giteh, if someone says, it's easy now. If someone says, here's your get, however, Velotis Garshibo El Achash Shloshim Yom. But it's not going to take effect until 30 days. tonight. So the whole machlokas over here, if he said may achshar, remember we had that? Right. We're going to talk about that case in a minute. If he said it takes place from now, what am I waiting 30 days for? I don't know, but okay. And v'holcha, he goes, v'inachto b'tzidei rishos harabim. And he puts it in the tzidei rishos harabim, which is a quasi-public place. Now, what's the story? Amalei, einam b'gureshas. That doesn't work. Why? V'duravu Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omri Tarvayo, they both said 2 days ago, right? That when you cannot acquire things if they're in Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's a public place. The Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah double. And the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah is the same thing as Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that get would not be chal. Adrabba, just opposite. Mugureshes with Rav Nachman. Just opposite. Rav Nachman. Amar Rabba Abaravua. Homo lechavero. Someone says, Moshech parazu. Do Mashiach on the cow now. Velote kinu yulach alach ashal shem yom. But it's not going to be given over to you officially, formally owned by you for 30 days. Kana, it works. Fafilo medes ba'agab. Even if the cow's somewhere else. My love, hainu agam, hainu tzidim shus rabim. Isn't that the same thing? Lo, agam lechud, tzidi rishos rabim lechud. Not the same thing at all. Ika de amri, amalei, he said mugureshes, no, it is good. Midir of Nachman, tzidi rishos rabim, ka agam dummy. It works. Ad rabba no, ain't a mugureshes, midir of Shmuel, it's not good because of what Rabbi Shmuel said. My lav, hainer rishos rabim, hainer tzidi rishos rabim, isn't that the same? Lo, rishos rabim lechud, tzidi rishos rabim lechud. So it's all machlok, is what the story is in that case. Okay, next.
What is this doing here?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Hamoshev es ishto chenvinis. A guy makes his wife runs the store. Oh, or Shemina apotropia. Or he puts her in charge of her, right? He makes her the accountant. Right? You're in charge of the business.
The bookkeeper, right.
Hareze mashbia kol zman sheyirta. He can make her swear whenever he wants. Swear that you're being honest. Swear you're not stealing from the cash register. You can do all those things. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afila pilcha val isisa. Even on the threads and the dough, even in the house. Swear that you're not stealing money. I give you money to go to brach. Swear that you're not stealing some of the money. You're not pocketing it. You're not. Swear to me. Okay. Now, iboy lahu. Now, obviously, the Tanakhama held that you can't make your wife swear on things like that. On household things. Only on the business. Not on the house. Right? Rabbi Eliezer said, you can even make it swear in the house. So, Rabbi Eliezer, Ayadei Gilgal Ka'amar? Are we talking about a Gilgal Shavua? I'm making you swear on the business anyway. I might as well throw in the house. What's going on here? What kind of marriage is that?
Yeah.
Swear to me you didn't steal. Oh, you want to say the business, a different story. You're an employee. Might as well hire you, right? Why should I hire someone else? I'll hire you, my wife. I'll make you swear you're an honest person. But in the house? What kind of marriage is that?
What the business is.
So, Rabbi Elazar Omer, are you the Gilgal Kamar? Only I'm making you swear on the business. Well, I might as well throw in the house already. Anyway, you have to swear. Oh, l'chachil kamar. Or no, you can make her swear on the household. So, Tashma, 1 second. Amrulo l'Rabbi Eliezer, ain't adam dar nachash b'kfifa. It's not a marriage.
Yeah.
You can't have a marriage like that. We have to swear on every penny she spends. She has to swear to you it's honest. You can't have a marriage like that. So iamar b'shalom lechatchila shaper. If that shavua is lechatchila, it makes sense why he said that to him. Kind of making a wife swear lechatchila that she's an honest housewife. Can't have a marriage like that. Ella iamar ayidel gilgal. But if it's ayidel gilgal, my nafkala mina. What does she care? What does she care? She's swearing anyways. I'll just throw in the Gemara says, no. The Amrele, she'll say, Kivan de kedayakes basra kulehai. He's so on top of me, right? Lo matzina de ad de badach. I don't want to be married to this guy. I go to the grocery store, he makes me swear I didn't spend extra money. I don't want to do that. The business is something else. Right?
Is that grounds for divorce?
I don't know if it's grounds for divorce, but we think kind of, therefore the Tanakhama never imposed such a thing. And Rabbi Eliezer imposed it, even the Chachila, the fundamental machlokas. Tashma, Hareshalo Pater es Ishto.
So why in the soup is grounds for divorce?
Tashma, Hareshalo Pater es Ishto min aneder, u min ashvua. Right? He did not. He told his wife, I'm not pottering you from the darim. Voshiva chenvins, he makes her run the store. Oh, Shemina apachopta, he made him the bookkeeper. Hareza mashbiya calls manshiyirza. He can make her swear whenever he wants. Lo shiva chenvins, what if he's not the storekeeper? Lo mina apachopis, she doesn't work in the business. And yachalashbiya, he can't make her swear. Why? Because we don't make a wife swear in household things. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afal pi shelo shiva chenvins lo mina apachopis, even though he's not the chenvins, not the apachopis. Hareze mashbiya calls manshiyirza. He can make us whenever he wants. Why? Because she's in charge of the grocery bill, so she's in charge of that. So what do you see? He can make us swear on that. So amrulo ain adam dar nachash bichviva. You can't have a marriage like that. But what do you see from this? Shmamina the chachila, shmamina that it was a chachila. He can make her do it because we said.
That's okay for a marriage.
It's okay for a marriage. Yeah.
I think that's a healthy foundation for a marriage.
It's okay for marriage, but
it's
not a marriage.
Okay, next Mishnah. It's easy Mishnah. Case number one. Kasav La, he writes to her, Neder Ushvua Ainli Alayach. I'm not going to make you make Nadarim. Then Ain Yachol Ashbia, right? He can't make her swear, right? Because there's a halacha like this. Let's say he comes to divorce his wife, and she says, can I have my ksuva? I gave it to you already. Remember that time your brother-in-law needed money, your brother needed money, I gave you the money, I gave you an advance. Normally she has to swear. But he promised her, you're not going to have to swear. However, Ava Mashbiah, who was your Sheha, the Es HaBoim B'Rishusa. But you know who will have to swear? Her Yarshim, or anyone that she sold the Ksuva to, coming on her behalf. Neder Shavua Ein Li Alayach. If a guy says, I will not have a Shavua on you, Va'al Yerushayach, or on your inheritance, Va'al Aboim B'Rishusech, or people that come on your behalf, then Eino Yachol Ashbia Lo Hi V'Lo Yerusha V'Lo Aboim B'Rishusech. Nobody. Aval Yarshav Mashbia Osa Ves Yarsha Ves Aboim B'Rishusech. But his Yarshim can make them swear. Yeah, you're right. I told you don't have to swear. Again, what are they swearing about? They're swearing about if they got partial payment or not of the ksuva. But his Yarshim can make them swear. He didn't make that provision. So they say, oh, you want the ksuva that our father owes you? But didn't he? I remember he gave you in advance. She has to swear that never happened.
Okay, she's giving, what is he giving her?
The ksuva.
Before he died? Before she divorced?
Began divorced. And he says, I gave you part of it already. Don't you remember a few years ago? Your brother needed money. I advanced your ksuva. I gave it in advance. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
She says, that never happened. That's a swear. But if he tells her, I'm never going to make you have to swear. I'm never going to make you have to swear. If she doesn't have to swear. What about the yarshim? It depends what his stipulation was. Case number three. Neder u'shvua ein li. There's no nedarim here. Lo liyarshay v'lo habayim l'rushasayach alayach v'lo yarshayach v'lo habayim l'rushasayach. Not my yarshim, not people on my behalf, not your yarshim. Then ein yachol ashbia lo hu lo yarshav lo habayim l'rushuso lo osa lo yursha lo habayim l'rushuso. Nobody has to swear. And nobody can impose a shvua if you say all that.
You can't get a chacham get matter of that?
No. Now, halcha, she goes, mikever baila lebeit aviyah. She goes from the funeral of her husband, she goes back home. Oh, shechazra lebeit chamia, or she goes back to her father-in-law's house for whatever reason. Lo nas is apatrapa, and she was never made an apatrapas. So, ein yarshim ashbin osa, the family, the yarshim, can't make her swear. This is talking about, well, how much did you spend on the funeral? Did you overspend? Because if that's going to happen, she's not going to bury the husband right away. She's going to be, they're going to come after me. I did it. So that's going to be, it's a nivel for the mace. That they should have all this hockey before the funeral. Therefore, it's a, they let it go. But v'yam na'as is apotropis. But if she's apotropis, then hayarshim mashbiyin osa ala asilavo. Going forward, you do have to swear. V'ayin mashbiyin osa al sha'avar. But on the past, there is no shavua. Cases of the Gemara tomorrow's daf, we're going to go through that whole, the fourth case, the last one is the busiest one. Everyone have a very, very good day.
Oh, yeah.